The Church Media Podcast, episode number 25, How LifePoint Church Develops a Sermon Series with Chad Collins. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to episode number 25 of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill, your host. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church. Some great content from this episode, including show notes, a transcript, and more, are all on our website at 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 25 and get everything that you need for this episode. In this episode, I welcome by phone a good friend of mine, Chad Collins from LifePoint Church in Nashville. LifePoint has 5 campuses across the country and around the world. 3 campuses across Smyrna and Murfreesboro, Tennessee. 1 campus in Brussels, Belgium. And 1 in Bangkok, Thailand. Chad serves as a graphic designer and production lead and is one of the mastermind creatives behind some very innovative stuff that LifePoint is putting out. I've had the privilege of producing some content for their church and have become good friends with Chad and their team. Chad, what up, my man? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Dude, I'm super glad to be on and with you, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, glad to have you, buddy. Really am. Now, in this episode, I want to chat about how the LifePoint team develops a sermon series and what your creative process looks like. You ready for this?
I'm ready, bro. Let's do this.
All right, so walk us through. How far out is your planning? Let's start there. Tell me how far out the planning for a series is.
Yeah, usually with our planning, so it kind of just depends on what it is that we're doing. So say we've got our big campaigns, right, that we do. We'll do like a fall or a spring kind of campaign. We'll know those maybe like 4, 5, 6 months in advance. And then for some of our other like one-offs, we call them, or sometimes we call them like tweeners or things like that, which are just kind of like our smaller series that kind of go in between, or maybe it's just a standalone sermon. We'll know kind of what that type of stuff is, maybe a month out, or like 2 weeks even. So kind of a wide varying range of how we plan things.
So what does your calendar look like in a year? How far does your pastor give you like chunks? Like, I know in the spring I'm going to do a series kind of on this, and we'll do a summer series kind of on this, and then the fall will kind of look like this. Does he kind of sketch map out the year, or how does that look?
Yeah. Dude, that's a great question. So typically what we do is actually last year, I think like in the fall, the senior staff team, they got all together and were locked in a room for like the whole day, basically. And they actually planned out for the next 2 years.
Wow.
So we know for the next 2 years what we're studying, and kind of what we're going to be pulling from, and kind of the way we teach anyways is very much more exegetical, right? And so there's a lot of verse by verse, and so we take book by book, and we'll break them up into what we call volumes. And so like we just now are getting close to finishing up our Romans part 2, volume 2, that we have been doing. And so we did volume 1, volume 2, and then we'll have about like 3, we'll have about 2 more volumes of Romans before we're completely done with that. And that will take place over this year and next. So
you certainly don't use the same graphics and video content for every volume. Tell me how you Do you switch that up per volume? Does it make minor tweaks per volume? How do you change up your content based on the series or volume?
Yeah, man. So it kind of depends. So this, we've kind of gone with a theme in kind of the way the creative team, myself and some others have kind of viewed some things is, man, what are some key elements or some key kind of images that when people see these almost like logos, like a brand, and when people see these things, they will instantaneously think or remember, oh yeah, that was Romans, or oh yeah, that was our Acts series, or whatever it is, right? And so so we typically will try to change things up every single volume. So instead of having one design for the entire Roman series, we might pull elements from the initial design, but then we'll tweak it and we'll make it unique, different colors, maybe some different textures, some different elements, whatever it is, that kind of go along with the theme of what we're going to be studying. So like the first time that we did this was Romans Volume 1 was a beautiful collision. And so it was like the shield with this giant kind of exploding dust cloud behind it. And anyways, it's been really, really cool to see how the team has been implementing just kind of this idea of how can we keep consistency in our series, but then also push it to be different for each volume that we do.
Yeah, so I can speak to that. Obviously, me and you both know that I produced the sermon bumpers for both Romans Part 1 and Romans Part 2 for you guys. And so what we did with Romans Part 2 is, let's kind of talk the details out here. We kind of tweaked it a little bit, again, took some elements, took kind of the same feel, but tweaked it to make it very unique for that volume two, that part two of it. So that was really cool.
It was. Yeah, man, you've been a mastermind for us, and that's been awesome just to see how you've taken a lot of kind of like our ideas and things that we've done and said, hey, let's run with this, and you've translated it so well. It's been awesome.
All right, so let's kind of go back to the planning. Okay, so your leadership got locked into a room. They plan for 2 years out. Tell me when it gets kind of from that kind of big picture stage down to really the ground where you're starting with creative elements. How far out are you guys starting to plan graphics, logos, shoots? Okay, we're going to do this creative element. When does that kind of stuff start in the process?
Yeah, so typically, like for some, maybe I can use something that happened kind of recently here was like we've already shot a majority of our content that we're going to be doing for some video content, and then probably also for some of our still images and stuff for Good Friday. So this upcoming Good Friday, like, which is still months away. And we did that actually at the beginning of summer. So, I mean, almost a year away did we already shoot some stuff of that. And so we don't necessarily know what exactly, you know, we're talking about, what we're calling our good, you know, our Easter series or things like that. But we know the theme, right? And that is, you know, the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. And so we took some of those major key themes and were able to kind of build this big, amazing video shoot that we shot on like red cameras and just incredible quality stuff. We basically did a $30,000 video shoot for like $2,000. Had tons of volunteers, shot through the night. I was so tired. Our whole team was tired. I think we thought almost, you know, Jesus almost had hypothermia because he was getting blasted with fire hose throughout the night. But so that's kind of one specific thing that we did, a project that we did for like Good Friday. Maybe for like our campaigns, we'll know maybe like 2 months out what exactly what scriptures and what themes and things we know exactly we're going to be talking about. So that gives us about, 60 days that we are able to kind of brainstorm and think through, okay, how can I come up with, or how can our team come up with, okay, here's the theme, a beautiful collision. Now, how can we translate that into something that's visual, into something that when people see this, it emotes something in them? And then how can we also build our content to where it's something that can be replicated and duplicated via video and via other avenues of media? So it's not just, we want to create stuff that's very consistent and stuff that can kind of be very mainstream in terms of like going all across the board to different avenues of media. So
talk to the pastor real quick. I can kind of play both sides here for just a second. Talk to the pastor at a church that is 2 weeks out or a month out of knowing their series. Tell him the advantages or disadvantages of being 2 years away or 60 days away. Tell him the things that you get to do because you're so far out that he might not get to do being 2 or 3 weeks out from knowing the content of a series. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. Man, I think for us, and specifically for me, kind of when I came in to the church and, my brother too, we worked together and kind of our vision for this department, the worship creative department, was for us to build a culture of creativity. We're literally, our church is over 100 years old. It's gone through tons and tons of change, and so what, there's been a lot of change in terms of even ourselves recently pushing and not just pushing, but talking with our senior staff and saying, hey, man, this, we can really help be more effective in our communication to our church if we're able to provide artwork or songs or whatever it is that we have that goes along with what you're talking about. So I would say to a pastor, maybe from a church that, is 2 weeks out or maybe they go week by week, or they're exploring the option of planning further out, I'd say do it. Plan further out. You're not limiting the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, in fact, plays a huge vital part, I think, in the planning of it. And there's always freedom too for you to put on hold your sermon series that you've got and maybe. Give a one-off or a smaller series in between that will let you speak to maybe something that's more direct to your church, maybe something that's really needing to be spoken to your church in that time, in that kind of area, the season, if you will, that your church is in. So I say, man, the most important thing that a pastor can do is realize that the people around him are want to help support him, and sometimes that requires them to think ahead and plan ahead and develop maybe even a team that will come around them and help them in that area if that's something they struggle with. So,
all right, let's talk about the other side. Talk to the media director, the media guy, or the creative lead whose pastor is only 2 weeks out and they're kind of stuck. They can't push their pastor, or they can continue to suggest, hey, we need to plan further out, but the leadership is just not there. Talk to that guy who may be in that place that, like, my leadership is not planning out, so I only have 2 or 3 weeks to get something together. Talk to that guy.
Yeah, totally. And I've been there, totally been there lots of times. And it can be frustrating. It can be difficult. It can be stressful. It can put a lot of, pressure and strain on your family, on your availability to your kids and your wife. At the same time, I think for those moments and those things, I think there's definitely honor your pastor. Honor your pastor. Support him. Realize that you, God has placed you in a specific position at this specific time. and you're playing a vital role in your church. And so I know, you know, I've even been guilty of this too, where I've, you know, been frustrated and angry and you know, ran my mouth to people that didn't need it, you know, didn't need to hear it, and it created problems. It created, you know, kind of this dissension within, you know, the church. And one, stay away from that. There's nothing more. Your graphics aren't, and your media and the things that you're doing are not more important than the health of the church. So I know that can be very difficult. But at the same time, this is where creativity really sets in. Man, how can you be creative within those 2 weeks? There's a lot of times that I've had to be really creative. In fact, recently, you know, having to kind of come up with something, coming up with a design, and then being like, man, we actually need to change this. this isn't going to work, so we need to change this. So literally, you know, our pastor is flying out of the country. I'm not going to be able to even talk to him. And, you know, talking with him and showing him, you know, a design that I made in 45 minutes, utilizing things that had been done in the past, you know, and making it, being resourceful with stuff that I've accumulated over my time and allowing him to see that. And you know what? That earns his trust. That earns his friendship and his respect. And I think ultimately, man, that's a way that you're growing. The Lord's going to grow you through those times. And I just really encourage those guys, because I've been there, to honor your pastor and to, you know, rely on the Holy Spirit. I think sometimes creativity isn't just this thing that moves in your brain. I think it's also a movement of the Spirit, especially since we have the Spirit of the most creative being in all of the world, in the universe, you know, living inside of us. So let's utilize that Spirit. Let's connect with the Lord and have Him, welcome Him into how we're building our media and our design and things. So,
man, that is so good. Great insight, man. So good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to learn just a couple more. I got a couple more questions for Chad about how LifePoint Church develops a sermon series. We'll be right back. Check this out.
How-tos, advice, and tips on how you can create dynamic media experiences at your church. This is the Church Media Podcast, hosted by Carl Barnhill. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is composer David Michael Hyde, owner of Luminaire Studios and producer of the Church Media Podcast. If you are one of the increasing number of churches creating mini movies and short films, you know the challenge of finding music that matches the emotional arc of your films. Stock music is often flat, providing a single tone, energy, and emotion. And sometimes that's all you need, but sometimes it's not enough. What if you could partner with someone to provide a custom score for your projects at similar rates as some production music, without the hours of searching, cutting, and patching that comes from working with stock music? Whether your film needs a full symphonic score or a rock band production track, we provide a finished pre-mixed score that can simply be dropped into your project. We also provide audio post-production services for film and digital media. By properly mixing dialogue, Foley, and music to industry standards, we improve a project's clarity and add that elusive sparkle using our professional mastering tools. For more information and to get your project started, email me directly at david@davidmichaelhyde.com or visit my website at davidmichaelhyde.com and click on the Connect tab. Emotive scoring and clarity in sound. That's davidmichaelhyde.com.
The Church Media Podcast, essentials for executing your Sunday worship service. Here is Carl Barnhill.
Welcome back. I'm talking with my friend Chad Collins about LifePoint Church in Nashville, how they develop a sermon series. Chad, thanks so much for joining me, man. Got a few more questions for you. You up for it?
Absolutely, man. Let's do it.
All right. So who creates your sermon graphics? Talk to me about what that process looks like. You mentioned it a little bit earlier, but who is your team? Talk to me about the structure of your team members surrounding you.
Yeah, man. So, dude, I am very, very blessed to have an awesome team of people at the church. And so it's myself. I serve, you know, as the graphic designer and kind of creative pastor, if you will. And then we have my brother Travis, who is serves as the head of our department and is the worship pastor. And then we've got another guy, designer and communications guru. And his name is Sully. Well, we call him Sully. His name is Michael Sullivan. But he's awesome. And so Sully, actually, he and I together kind of are the big brainstormers, along with Travis, through ideas, big picture ideas of things. We have other individuals, you know, some production people, and even our assistant, Brenda White, who's incredible. She's very creative as well. But she kind of will throw in some ideas as well on some things. But really, it's Travis, Sully, and myself, and then a team of interns. At LifePoint, we really, really value knowledge and learning and helping others learn and grow in things that they're passionate about. So we have a team of around like 6 different interns that come in during the week, and they help design and help create, and it allows for some good one-on-one training time to help them grow in their skills. So that's kind of the team that we use and have, and dude, it works out great for us. It really, really does.
How many drafts of a sermon artwork piece do you go through? How many different designs that you make that you, you know, narrow it down to one?
Oh man, dude, we go through tons. I have to, if I don't stay on top of my computer, which right now I'm in a season of not, so it looks like craziness all over. There's just so many different files. I'll have like final one, final two, approved final two, approved final three, reapproved, you know, like different ones. And so there's a lot of different drafts. I'd say probably the last one we did, I probably did like 20 different drafts of things in terms of just even little tweaks, sometimes big tweaks. And it takes a while, but eventually we get it to a point where we're like, man, this is awesome. We think this is great. It might not be perfect, but you know, we get it to a place where we think it's going to be great for our church. So,
who's your final approval? Is it senior pastor, or is there someone down the line that's your final approval guy?
Well, that's a good question. So we always try to run our stuff through our pastor, Pat Hood, who is awesome, but also there, like with some of our other designs and things, usually there's a lot of trust that Pat has in Travis and myself and our team. And so a lot of times, you know, we'll show him something and he'll be like, great, it's awesome, you know, and he'll like it and we'll go with it. And then there's sometimes we'll show him something and he might be like, I don't like it, or I don't really get it. But he trusts us and he lets us run with it anyways. So it kind of comes down to, between Travis and myself in terms of approving the graphics and running with it. And so it's taken some time to earn that trust. You know, we've done a good job of just trying to protect that and you know, like I said, honor your pastor and build that relationship, because it's important. And through that, it allows you to have more creative freedom on things. So
walk me through your production. If you shoot something or outsource something, who jumps into the process when?
Yeah. That's good. So if we shoot something, I'll use this last kind of video shoot that we did. And actually, our church is really blessed since we're kind of based outside, just outside of Nashville a little bit. Man, lots of creatives in our church and lots of people who are very, very good at what they do. And so this last video shoot that we did for Good Friday, we actually utilized a videographer, a filmmaker, and photographer. His name's Eric Blackwood, and just an incredible, incredible artist. And we just kind of asked him and said, "Hey, man, do you want to run with this project?" And he totally wanted to. And he organized, you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in a weekly basis that our team and our department gets faced with. And so we try our best to really get these solid volunteers and solid team members that might not be on staff. They may not even be interns, but they're individuals that we've welcomed and created a community with. And they believe in the vision, the creative vision of the church, and what we're trying to do. And so they run with it. And literally he organized this entire shoot along with our, assistant Brenda White. The two of them kind of ran with it. He sent us tons and tons of emails throughout the process, just letting us know what's going on. And if we had to jump in and kind of, say, "Hey, actually, let's do this. Let's look at maybe trying to cut down on cost on this, or maybe we can get a better camera here or whatever," we'll jump in on that. For some of our sermon series, though, a lot of times it's Travis, myself, and then David Cox, who's our production pastor. And I kind of run a lot with it. Like if I'm working with you, Carl, I tend to just run with it because of our friendship and our relationship. And so, it makes it easy to just talk with you and stuff. And a lot of times it's Travis and myself who have got the creative kind of vision behind the video, and the content. And so, we'll be the ones who kind of discuss it because, you know, if we tell David and then say, "Hey, David, talk to Carl," things get lost in translation sometimes. And so we try to keep the people who are passionate about the things that they want to see, or the things that they have the experience in, keep them in their strong spots. So that way every single person is, one, not getting burnt out, two, they're utilizing their strengths, and then three, their passion allows them to see different details and things that need to get fixed or corrected or changed. So that's kind of how our process looks a little bit.
That's good. Okay, so in continuing the development of a sermon series, give me your project list. Give me kind of an overview or detailed list, if you want, of the things that you produce for a series. So you got a logo, a bumper, a countdown. What's in that list of the things that you create for each series?
Yeah, no, that's great. So we have, because we have so many different campuses, and we have two campuses in other countries, we have to produce content that can a lot of times easily be re-translated. Like, let's say if there's text or something in the video, there's maybe we can edit the text and have it be in French or in Thai or whatever, so that they can see that. Sometimes it's just adding a subtitle in the bottom in French or in Thai. But a lot of stuff that we come up with for our project list for our series, a lot of times, lots of social media posts, okay? Tons and tons of stuff that's designed for Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So headers for Twitter, headers for Facebook, anywhere from 5 to 6 different Instagram posts, just for like the series image. And then that includes the regular series graphics that will be displayed in the sanctuaries or the auditoriums. And then we've got posters that we do for our, throughout our campuses. We've got t-shirts that we'll make, and sell, or if it's for a campaign, give them away. What else, man? There's so many different things that we'll utilize. Sometimes there's things that we'll think about, you know, that we're still exploring and we're still trying to figure out.
Man, thank you, man. That's an awesome list. I know you guys have a lot of content that you produce for each series. Let me ask you if you're willing to do something. Would you be willing to put together a PDF and put it up on, we can put it up on the show notes for this episode so that any church can kind of see the list of what you guys create for each series?
Oh, yeah, dude, that would be amazing. We'd love to help churches resource them better, for sure.
Cool. Okay. So we'll do that PDF. I'll put it up on the show notes. You can find that at 1230media.com/podcast. You can click on this episode and download that PDF. That'd be awesome. All right, Chad, one more question for you. How do you distribute all your content? You mentioned your international campuses. How do you distribute that content all over the place? So campuses locally to international, how do you distribute all your content? Dropbox, what do you use?
Yes, you just said it, Dropbox. So we buy like the business account or whatever for Dropbox. And so we have like, I think like 2 terabytes worth of storage, which gets eaten up rather quickly actually. But that's how we distribute it. So there's a lot of times where we'll have video content from Brussels and Bangkok where they might record some testimonies or things, because we want our people here in our churches, here in the U.S., to be connected to the brothers and sisters in Bangkok and in Brussels. And so they'll upload the video content to Dropbox, and then that makes it super easy for us to have one centralized location for all of our stuff. And if anybody ever needs anything, they know where to look. It makes it a really easy process and kind of an easy storehouse, if you will, for our church to access whatever they need.
Dude, this has been incredible. This is how you guys develop a sermon series. What am I missing? Anything I'm not asking you that you want to share?
No, man. I think that's good. I think you know, you have been very, very thorough in your questioning, and so it's been really good, man.
All right, man, this has been really insightful. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll come back next week. You're going to do another episode with me. We're going to be talking about graphic design trends, and you got some incredible stuff to share. Any teasers for us?
Yes. You just have to wait till next week.
Hey, man, thanks so much for joining me. I'll catch you next week.
Awesome, man. Thanks. Bye.
I want to thank you for joining us this week on the Church Media Podcast. We want to learn from guys like Chad and others how to create experiences at our churches where people meet Jesus and take their next step with Him. If you want more on this topic, I would love for you to check out the show notes for this episode. You can go to 1230media.com/podcast, click on episode number 25, and get everything that you need. That's 1230media.com/podcast. Podcast. I also want to thank you for the stories that you're sending me and all the notes and feedback on the podcast. If you want to email me directly, my email address is Carl, C-A-R-L, at 1230media.com. Feel free to shoot me an email with a story or how the podcast has helped you and your team, and we'll be sharing some of those stories in some upcoming episodes. I want to thank my producer for this episode, the legend, David Michael Hyde. David is a contemporary composer and music producer for film and digital media. I just had dinner with David a few weeks ago, and he was telling me about some short films that he's working on and working on getting some contact for some feature films that he's going to be composing music for. He is becoming a very, very popular guy. Feel free to use him to compose music for you or your projects. You can check him out at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks again for joining me this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free Church Media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.